Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tausch?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no... You're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Do not recommend gallstones edition. I did get to see from my emergency room bed the overtime, extra time in the Copa America final. I was kind of hoping that John Arias, who I believe plays for Colombia, in addition to doing Badger volleyball, would score the game-winning goal. That did not occur. Edition. And the... I'm sorry, guys. I thought that this was going to be a fun topic. And really, I'm just realizing that I'm soft edition. Of Wilde and Tausch. On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker. Streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. And, of course, everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com. And the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And so is the Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I think I'm doing better than you.
Yeah, it was a rough day yesterday.
Yeah, so a little behind the scenes, and then I'm going to let Jason take over. I give Jason a hard time because he, you know, doesn't really ever bring opens. Fair. Like, if you do... You don't think they're good, or I don't think they're good, and then you don't think they're good.
More importantly, you don't think
however, that might shake itself out. But Jason sends us a picture last night at about, 10:15-ish, laying in a hospital bed. And he says, I have the open. So part of me, the greater part of me was concerned. I said, man, what happened? What's going on? And then... I was kind of like, it's nice that he has the open. So I was torn, very, you know, concerned that you're going to be all right. And obviously you wouldn't be texting us if something was like major, major wrong.
Sure. Yeah.
So, Jason, what's going on?
So last night around 7 o'clock, Sid and I were about to go outside. She's making 50 shots a day in our driveway, despite it needing to be redone by Johnson & Sons Paving. And... She's really, between that and trips to the driveway, the basketball camp place here in Green Bay, she's improved a ton. So it's been a really fun thing to watch. And so every day, and if it's excruciatingly hot, like it's going to be today up here, we try to find a window, a Pella window, when it's cooler. So either we do it in the morning or we do it after the sun goes down. So the sun was going down over the ridge. We're going to go out and shoot. And I just had this excruciating pain in my stomach. Like if childbirth is one-tenth of how painful this was.
I'd be very careful.
Trust me. I know what I'm doing.
Do you? Are you still hopped up on whatever they gave you last night?
If this was one-tenth of how painful childbirth is, Maddie would be an only child if I was in charge of bringing people into the world. I would have stopped at one. I mean, it hurt a lot.
I can lie to you. I think I would enjoy that. I think I would like that pain and excruciate. I do. Not this part, but that whole other
sure.
I do. Just don't give me that look, Jesse. I feel like that pain that women go through with childbirth.
Now who needs to be careful?
No, I think I would be open to taking that on. I do.
Okay, well, that's a very easy statement to make when you know that you don't have to actually take it on, right?
Fair, but I think I'm built for that. I do.
You are tough, and you are certainly way tougher than me. I am as soft as Charmin, but it really, like, it hurt enough where I said to myself, I think I need to go to the hospital.
That is painful.
Like, it was it hurt to breathe, it hurt to move. So I drive myself to the hospital.
Why did you drive yourself to the hospital?
Because I didn't want them spending their entire night sitting in a emergency room waiting room for their old
But you're in shrieking pain that you can't breathe, but you
the
think
hospital's
it's a good
like
idea to
6 minutes away. It was like 6 minutes from our
Jesse,
house. I'm like, I can do this.
Jesse. Get in. That's where you... Shouldn't you have called an...
Get an Uber?
Called an Uber.
Well, I got to wait for the Uber. I got there much
Paula
faster this way.
Okay, continue. I think that's crazy,
It's kind of irresponsible to have someone drive you to the hospital.
Yes.
You can tell them to just drop me off and go home.
Paula, drop me off, check me in, and go home.
What if something worse happens while you're on the road?
You would think someone as helicopter as old boy would do that, but okay, so
much more dangerous than
big mistake and dumb move by you. Okay, continue.
Okay, thank you. So I drive myself to the emergency room. I get checked in. They put me in.
Did you make all the stops? They kept pulling the cord.
I did not make any stops. I went directly to the hospital.
Should have went to Quick Trip, get one of those for real. See if
I thought about
your belly
down. But the problem with the Quick Trip is it's on kind of the same road, but you got to go past the hospital and then come back. So it didn't really fit my plan. So I go, I get checked in. They do an ultrasound. They give me a little. They have trouble getting my IV in, but they eventually give me something for the pain. It starts to subside. Turns out I have gallstones. Now. That sounds like an old man malady, right? Like, next thing you know, you're going to hear me talking about my sciatica and my gout and everything else I'm having wrong with me. But the good news is I didn't have any sort of infection. They thought that maybe it was some acid reflux that would have exacerbated the issue. So I'm fine. They give me some medication. They send me on my way. It's 11 o'clock. I go home. I'm feeling better today. I'm eating toast, which is delicious. But I'm fine. The good news is they had a television in my room. I got to watch Copa America, which was a riveting game that you were watching at the same time. Here's my issue. Two things. One, like I was starting to get tired, and I don't know what makes me more tired, watching soccer or watching golf. So I was starting to kind of doze off in my room. And secondly, it's my job to worry. You guys know this. I am a really bad worrier. Like, it's probably the only thing I do at an elite level. I'm not great when other people are worrying about me. And so I don't know how to handle that. So I try to, I'm fine. I'm going to be fine. But there were a couple people in our house that were very concerned about my welfare. One that wasn't quite as concerned. She scolded me for a bad diet.
So Paula didn't care, and the girls
No, she cared.
But not, like, overly.
But she saw this as another opportunity to point out how irresponsible I might be. So I'm just curious, how do I, like, we were going to go, Sydney was supposed to be in the UW Oshkosh men's basketball camp today, but she stayed up really late. She was really worried. So we had her sleep in. We didn't make the trip down there. Matt Lewis, the coach there, was going to let me do the show from his office, which was going to be really fun. But
if we would have done that, we would have had to went to Point and Platteville and everywhere else. You can't just in fairness, continue.
Well, they didn't invite me.
Well, I understand, but I'm saying, like, that's like a presidential campaign. You're all of a sudden promoting Oshkosh, but I appreciate your friendship there.
Well,
okay.
Should have done the show from Kelly Sheffield's UW volleyball.
I understood. I think obviously anytime something happens, the kids are going to be upset and anxious and nervous about it. So for as hard-tailed as I like to be and say, no, you committed to this, you're doing it, I think you made the right call.
Yeah. You said you would, I don't want to put words in your mouth, you would welcome the pain of childbirth. What is the most painful scenario you've ever been in?
Ooh.
Was it your ACLs? Because, look, I don't have a lot of painful experience.
Sure.
You're the one who played in the NFL.
There's a couple of things. I've had where my rhomboid has flared up to the point underneath where it's so much inflammation I cannot turn my neck. And a matter of fact, I have a little bit of that today. That's not overly painful. When I tore my groin off the bone was probably the worst. And then shoulder, when you have shoulder surgery and you can't move, like if you flinch, you wake up and you can't sleep for like 3 months. Those are probably the two. For the ACL, MCL, I had a couple of stretches where it was just like miserable pain. But for the most part, shoulder has always been worse for me. And then the groin off the bone are the two that probably fill the bill.
And the groin one was the career ender, right? That was the Belaga took over, no?
No, that was a combination of things. But it was the shoulder surgery. The groin happened up at the Metrodome, and then I, for some reason, didn't have a cart. So me and Flea went up 55 flights of steps and then went over. And it's part of the reason I'm not a big fan of the Minnesota Vikings, amongst many other things.
Jesse, what's the most pain you've ever been in?
Well, just wait a second. You're kind of bearing the lead. So what's the deal here? So your gallstones get removed, and then what?
Like
what
happens? So they don't. They should dissipate on their own because there's no infection.
So how's that different than kidney stones?
They're in a different location. They're in your gallbladder instead of your kidney.
No blank. But how do you break? Like, do they break down the same? How does this all shape
apparently
up?
Now they apparently with the kidney stones they can do that high powered like sonar or whatever it is to break them apart, and have them then pass through more easily. Sometimes you have to go in and do stuff about it. I know one of our good friends, Rob Domofsky, went through that for during a training camp a few years ago.
Might be a HIPAA violation.
I might have violated the HIPAA rules there. But be that as it may, Paula went through it as well. It is not pleasant. That's for sure. For me, they think that it will just dissipate and it'll stop blocking this duct that it was caught in, and so I just take some medicine and I have to eat less ice cream.
The human body's a hell of a deal.
It is.
But you just think of all the stuff that has to go right.
Right, that could go wrong. I was thinking about
this as
I was lying there.
There's like a million things going on, and one little blip, and next thing you know, boom. Like, isn't it crazy to think about?
It is, and I was thinking of all the I would have never. Does anybody worry about their gallbladder? Like,
well,
it's not
I don't
exactly
fully
high
understand
in the power
because
rankings.
The gallbladder obviously has important functions. I don't know what those are. Science isn't my deal. But you can remove a gallbladder and
you're fine.
Be fine.
Yeah, it's like your spleen.
You don't even need it.
I think
you want your spleen. No, I was going to say it's more like your appendix.
Well, that too.
But I think the gallbladder does stuff. And I'm pretty sure the spleen does stuff. But then all of a sudden you can remove a major deal and next thing you know it doesn't bother you. Like something. That doesn't make a ton of sense to me. Like, why don't you need to have, if you have a spleen issue, can you get somebody else's spleen like you can with, like, a kidney or something like that?
So, I'm going to say this. People come here for football conversation and the other nonsense that we discuss. I am not a medical expert. I think I probably should steer clear of explaining what may or may not be necessary.
Yeah,
you're right.
You just were in for gallbladder stuff. So what is the gallbladder? What did they say? The gallbladder does what?
It's part of your digestive tract.
But what does it do?
There's acid in there that it breaks down some of the stuff that you eat, I believe.
Oh, that's a great
on its
breakdown.
On its okay. way to the
so
stomach.
Is that why you drink probiotics and stuff? Is to help
I think
the gallbladder?
So. Well, the advice that I was given on my sheet that they sent me home with is a lower fat diet, which then I'm no longer going to be Fortrea eligible if I follow those instructions.
I think you still got a ways to go. You'll still fit in that mold.
So I think the highlight though was watching Copa America, and we are scheduled to be joined by the voice of Badgers volleyball, John Arias.
Oh, I thought you were going to say we were going to be joined by somebody from Copa America, whatever.
Well, there was a guy playing for Columbia named John Arias.
I saw that. I watched the last. I think I got there. It was overtime, or it was like the last 10 minutes. And I'm thinking to myself, all right, Argentina scores a great goal with like 3 minutes left.
Yeah. Why isn't it over?
What the hell are they doing?
Yeah.
End the game.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree with you more.
Well, both teams get the ball, though. Both teams do this. Like, end the game. soccer could be – soccer is always going to be the world sport. And I'm not going to sit here and try to tell you that it's – that it could be so much better. So
and,
much
and
better.
And you're just the man to improve it.
Well, these are such easy fixes. Like, finish the game. You imagine the just uproar and the vibe that you get. Can you imagine Pat Mahomes last year goes down, leads him to a touchdown to win the game after San Fran had the ball kicked the field goal,
uh-huh.
whatever they did. And then, well, yeah, give them another chance. And if they just score, well, then the drama and all of that, like, it just makes so much sense. That was really dumb to play the last 2 minutes.
Like, but you would agree that it was better than going straight to penalty kicks, which is what they did
totally
in
agree.
The earlier rounds.
No, totally agree. Penalty kicks are dumb. And the fact that I have the Tauscher plan of soccer, TPOS as we call it,
T-P-O-S,
just keeps shuffling yeah. guys off the field. And it's 9-on-9, 8-on-8, 7-on-7, and you're going to end up with more options. So they don't want to do it. Great. And you know what? I'm going to be minimally interested, and I'm sure they could give two rips about it, and that's fine. They probably should figure out how to let people that buy tickets sit in their seats, though. That might be another good idea. That
Wait,
soccer
what? Needs.
I sent you that thing last night. There are people just storming in,
yeah, that was a whole
sitting
thing.
Down in their seats, and people are like, I paid $3,000 for this ticket. And they're like, well, tough luck. What are we going to do about it? People climbing through vents, jumping in the stadium and getting in there, and then they come to their seats, and they're like, nah, sorry. This seat's taken.
Didn't they play at, like, the Dolphins Stadium
they did.
In Miami? Like,
that made me really think that Taylor Swift getting Taylor Swift tickets probably not a good idea. You imagine dropping $5,000 for a ticket, and the next thing you know, somebody that climbed through a vent is like, nope, sorry, you're in that seat. Okay, well, I appreciate you letting me know. I'm going to just head back to my $1,300 a night hotel and not watch Taylor Swift, and I'm going to be happy about it because that's where we're at.
All right, well, that covers both medical conversation and Copa America talk for today. As I mentioned, John Arias, who did a show with Jesse yesterday. Did you call that Sunday Karma?
We did, yeah. That was a special edition Sunday Karma.
Did you tell how jealous you are of him that he's doing the volleyball games and you're not, or did you not do that?
I did not tell him that, no.
I think that'd be fun content if you said
sure.
that.
Sure, you can bring that up with him when he joins us at 11:15.
Well, you know I will.
Mm-hmm.
Did Tausch change shirts?
Oh, interesting.
If you're watching on the video stream,
what is that?
All of a sudden, we go to the three shot, he's wearing a blue shirt.
Why is it doing
it's like that?
That
it's like that shirt that you don't know what color it is. It just keeps zooming
in and out.
And now it's
black. Blue? Black. Oh, man. All right. We probably need to hit the reset button in a number of ways. What we need to remember, though, always, and despite yesterday,
no,
I wanted to
I
find
I got you, Jason. I've given you a day because
no,
you had gallstones.
No, I'm ready. You got one that
no,
you
I
think is really
have a good one that I want to use.
Okay.
Take a day tomorrow when we're down in, where are we at tomorrow?
The Bog.
At the Bog.
Sockville.
Jason is not going to golf. I'm not even going to give you a hard time about not shooting 200 because you're gallstones. We're going to give you a little time to regroup.
Thanks, buddy.
How generous of you.
Thank you. And now is the time, and I have a great dad joke this morning. Why can't you hear a pterodactyl going to the bathroom?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Why?
Why can't you?
Because the P is silent.
That's pretty good.
That's actually very I enjoy
good.
That.
Thank
yeah.
you, Shade and Bake, as I like to say after our Pella read. Shade and Bake. But my mind is on windows because Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin have a fantastic deal going on right now. Pay as low as $18 per window, $81 per patio door per month. Pella completes the installation. No mess, no hassle, leaving nothing but perfect results behind. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends July 31st of 2024. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
Could this be the week for the big news? We'll tell you what that news might be and whether it will be this week next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
One more quick story from my trip to the emergency room yesterday. So the ICU nurse who came in to get the IV started. By the way, Paula, who had two kidney stone issues, tells me that technique to bust them up with like high-powered sound waves is called lithotripsy.
Lithotripsy.
Yeah.
Tough one to spell, I bet.
For you, you love a hard word to spell.
I do.
You want to try?
Nope.
Okay.
Not this morning.
So the nurse that comes in, he's a huge Packers fan, recognizes my name on my chart, and then proceeds to tell me what a huge fan he is of Wes Hodquitz of Packers.com.
Well, Wes is really good.
So not only am I not at the top of the power rankings of your beat writers, also my nurse did not have me at the top of the list as well. I'm sure he's listening this morning.
Well, what did he like about Wes? Like, what does he like about Wes?
He just seems like a really nice guy. To which I told Stefan
that he's not. He's kind of a jerk.
No, he's an even better
Wes
guy than
a
you
nice
think.
Guy.
Is
I
that
agree.
In turn implying you don't seem like a really nice guy?
I don't know. I think it's the fact that...
That's basically what that means.
Maybe. I don't think so, though. I think it's more likely that he's not reading the Madison-based newspaper. He just reads Packers.com, which is great for Stefan. And for Wes and for Mike Spofford over there. All right. You know that I have Jordan Love contract fatigue.
That's what I heard. I heard that led to gallbladder issues, is what someone told me.
I think not eating enough yesterday was actually what exacerbated that issue. But this is the week, right? Like, if it's going to happen before camp opens a week from today,
yeah.
Now's the time to get it done.
Yes.
Do you think it will?
Yes. Yeah, as I've said all offseason, the intriguing part of this will be, if it doesn't, what Jordan does. Because I think from the Packers' standpoint, yes, they want to get this done. They want cost certainty at that position. They want him locked up for a while so that they can build the rest of their team. But if the deal doesn't make sense, it's going to be a heck of a lot easier for the Green Bay Packers to say, okay, take another year of risk. Play at $11 million a year, or whatever that number is. And if you're great, we'll pay you $62 next year. We could tag you. There's all those other things at the disposal. But if you want to be a partner, which is what quarterback and franchises need to be, You don't let this thing get spiral. You don't Dak it. You Mahomet it. And that's what the Packers are going to do. They will figure this out. They'll get their structure. Jordan will get his APY. And I think everybody is going to feel pretty doggone good about the whole scenario. And it will be announced. I think it'll be a weekend deal. And I think they'll have a big, you know, joyous deal on the press conference with the fans, the shareholders meeting. That's Monday afternoon after the practice.
3 p.m. after the practice.
Which is really weird.
Yeah.
Because typically that's so... It almost makes you think maybe after a practice they could bring old number 10. Celebrate number 10 down after practice, down in the field, in the bowl.
After
and say, oh, look at our new guy. He's making $58.5 million, and he's here to tell all of his, he couldn't do it without y'all. We couldn't do it all without y'all shareholders. And that
Buy
would be a really
stock.
Cool thing. So it's just a different... It's a different setup in the past, and always look, because you know these people, the people up there, they have structure on their mind. Why would you windy it a little bit? Why would they do it after? They never do it after training camp opens. Never. Has it? You've covered this team 29 years.
No. Now they're starting training camp, I believe, 5 days earlier than they did
last year.
Because
of the Brazil game.
Correct. So it might just be that and not be anything else.
Might be.
Maybe.
But it also might be something.
I also think that they are hoping, and I don't want to speak for Mark Murphy. Lord knows I would never do that. I think by putting it on the day of a practice...
More people.
I think more people would be likely to attend the shareholders meetings.
Then so you'd also get more people if you open practice up during the OTA. So, they don't do that.
Yeah.
So, listen, I think this, unlike when Matt LaFleur and Brian Gutekunst got their contract extensions, this will be celebrated in a big way. And I think Packer fans will probably be sticker shocked a little bit when it comes down to the fact he'll be the highest paid quarterback in the league. But I think, again, if Jordan is as good as we all think he's going to be, we're all going to be in 2 or 3 years. Jesse, mark this tape. We're going to be saying Jordan Love's going to have to get a new deal because X just got $66.5 million. Jordan's vastly underpaid. And if that happens, we should all be thanking our stars because that means he's been dynamite. So that's how this is all going to shake itself out. And I think this weekend you're going to hear probably some clattering of if Jordan's team isn't getting what they want, maybe Jordan won't show up. You'll just start hearing Jeremy Fowler reports. You talk to someone close to, oh, maybe this. And you'll start hearing a little bit of jousting if things aren't going well. And then if the Packers will say, well, and then they'll leak something and say, well, maybe we'll just
to Wes Hodkowitz.
To Wes or to Spofford, one of those guys, and then, oh, no, but they won't. That's a whole other story. But eventually, by the weekend, because if you remember with the whole Rodgers scenario, well, he was never playing again. He was retiring. He was doing this, and then 2 days later, he's back at camp. He's back. These deadlines spur action, and the deadline is going to be Monday if nothing is done. So that's why I think Saturday, Sunday, you'll start. The Packers will give in on some stuff. Jordan's team will give in on some stuff because Jordan Love does not want to play for $11 million this year.
No.
And the Packers don't want him to play for 11. They want him to play at like 50. He's going to want to be at like 58. Where that ends up settling, I'm guessing will be less guarantees, but right around the number APY that he wants. And if that is the case, I will be happier than a clam because you got your quarterback signed for the next 5 or 6 years.
All right, so you said something interesting that I want to follow up on, though. You said the Packers are fine. Hey, if they don't like the structure, fine. Play on $11 million this year. I am curious how Brian Gutekunst and Russ Ball, how strong do they hold the line on what they want? We'll talk about that coming up next. I think Tausch is right. I think it gets done. That is based solely on the feeling that they've talked about how both sides want this to get done. They've talked about how they have such a good vibe going on inside their building. You don't want to create issues and drama by not getting it done. But if it does get done, and out comes Jordan Love at the shareholders meeting with a giant Associated Bank check that he's going to take over to the Titletown branch to cash, or more likely deposit, well, then all the better for Packers fans and for Jordan Love and the team. Associated Bank is part of that team. They're the official bank of the Packers. But they've got so much going on other than just their great Packers checking, which gets you a 10% discount at the Packers Pro Shop. They've also got the best customer service in the industry. They've got the awards to prove it. And early pay. Get access to your paycheck 2 days early via direct deposit if you are an Associated Bank customer. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. So what is the potential? What did Rodgers call it? I threw a wrench into their plans. Isn't that what he said? This is line, right? Wrench. Stuff,
but yeah, there was wrenches. Which, by the way, if you throw a crescent wrench into the mix, actually very good because it's such a versatile wrench. But if you throw a 7/16 or a 9/16, it's really only good for one thing.
What is a monkey wrench?
I think that's the big plumber's wrench where it's like really big and then you put it around the pipes and it's really, you can spin it.
I will fact check what a monkey wrench is. What's
but the
wrench?
Crescent wrench, most versatile wrench.
Mm.
So if you're going to
Swiss
throw a
wrench
into the plans, I want it to be a crescent because it fits on. You know, you just do a little. You screw it because it'll fit around different fittings and things like that.
Sure, yeah.
That's what you want to be.
Nuts.
Yeah. Tannenbaum's on First Take talking about Jordan Love. What do you think he's saying today?
$70 million. I workshopped this, and 60 didn't quite get the response.
I'm not
going to
pick up the phone if the number doesn't start with a 7.
I would start a new planet with Jordan Love as my leader.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing how he really did workshop that with us? It started at him not signing an extension, playing out the season so he could say the number starts with a 6 next year. And now, you're right, he's starting a whole new solar system centered around Jordan Love.
Jordan Love is one of the top 10 quarterbacks, according to Jeremy Fowler, is ludicrous, by the way.
Hmm.
Ludicrous.
We will get to that. I do want to know whatever wrench you're throwing in, what's the wrench?
Specify what wrench, though, too.
Well, I want to get more information on the monkey wrench. I don't know what a monkey wrench is.
It's not versatile. Now, the socket wrench, Very versatile, but you have to put the different sockets on it. But a great sound when you're doing a socket. Socket wrench is the most
sounded
fun
like
wrench
an electronic
to use. Is the
wrench.
Socket wrench.
We will delve into
what
our wrenches.
What are you laughing about? Have you used the socket wrench?
That sounds more like you're putting on tires at the Indy 500.
Kinda, but it's a fun. I used to love, but it was always frustrating to because just wait, what size wrench is that? What size socket? You got to carry the big case around because they're all like different sizes. It's a whole deal, but fun.
More wrench talk next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Ready to roll, ready or not. Ready to give it all I got. Got a lift to wing it up, get it up, get it even. Ready to roll.
A monkey wrench is a type of smooth-jawed adjustable wrench. Sounds to me like the precursor to your wrench.
But it's just, it's a really big wrench, right? Isn't it like really big that you normally will use for plumbing and different big pipes? But
19th century.
It's got a crescent vibe to it, though.
It was widely used in the 19th and 20th century. It's of more interest as an antique now to tool collectors. But it is still occasionally used in practice.
What's
all
the
right.
most valuable tool to be collected? Like, if I'm getting a wrench, what's the wrench I want to get? Like, there's the Stravinsky
violin. Yeah.
That's like the gold standard. If I'm a wrench, because I've been thinking
printing
about...
The press.
That's not a tool, though. You know, card collecting? What, the printed press? Is you're carrying that around a toolbox, a printing press.
No,
that's in a toolbox.
No, okay, I understand what you're...
Do you?
Yeah, now I do. Thank you for the clarification.
So I'm thinking... I want to pick up something new. Like, I want to get a new... my knee is not great. I'm struggling with some stuff. I need a new hobby. I'm thinking about sailing is one of a new hobby that I'm thinking about
Christopher
doing.
Cross.
Now, you just mentioned tool collecting. That seems like something I might be interested in. I'm not a stamp collector. I don't think I'm going to do baseball cards.
Crochet?
Nah, I'm not dexterous enough with my hands.
Wait, do you still have your childhood baseball cards, or have those been lost the way of the White Buffalo?
I think they're buffaloed.
All right.
Doesn't sailing sound like it'd be a fun deal, though, to get into sailing? Like that, I think that'd be fun for me.
So, like, just you and a sailboat?
No, I think Sarah'd be up for... But I'd have to be good at learning how to sail. And, you know, I always thought those... The Denny Connor back in the day when they'd crank on that chain yes. to go win America's Cup.
I'm not saying
I want to go win the America's Cup. But I'm not saying I don't want to be a part of it. Well, you're probably right. I think weight. I don't think they want heavy set people on there either.
Don't you, like, use your knees a lot with sailing?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. But what I want to do is just go out, like, get on it. Because now that I'm a big Lake Michigan fan.
Play some yacht rock.
Still Lake Superior, number one on my lake rankings.
Can you say you're a big Lake Michigan fan if it's not even your favorite Great Lake?
It's not. But I enjoyed, you know, the salmon fishing with our guy. I think I want to get into sailing. I do.
Okay. Well, Lord knows, Jesse, we'll be getting a text or two in moments from folks that know a little thing or two about sailing.
Whenever I think of that, I think of that. Remember the old hoofers down on campus here?
I do, yes.
That ain't the sailing I want. I don't want to be on a surfboard sailing. I'm talking, I want to be on a nice vessel. Not some monster yacht, but a nice vessel that I can, if I want to sleep 2-3 nights out on Lake Michigan with my sailing boat, that's what I want to do.
Now, all right, so... We'll get to the monkey wrench and the love conversations coming up. But if your sailboat is big enough for old T to sleep a few nights in it, is that really like sailing? Like, again, I'm thinking of
Crashers. Just for the record, I'm hybriding it. I'm not going straight on. I'm not going to end up like Chris Farley.
So there'll be an engine.
There with no
e-sailing.
Yeah, e-sailing. Exactly. Yeah.
That was really good.
Really good.
I'm still not sure you're not. So what exactly are you doing? Are you bringing the starboard bow across and all the other stuff?
No, that's the stuff I have to learn, obviously. But that's the whole fun about life, right? Is to learn new things as you get older. And this might be my new thing. So I'd appreciate you guys supporting me.
I would love to support it. So if you have some suggestions for old T to get into sailing, what would you name your boat, by the way?
Listen, this is the problem that happens. I love that concept, but I have to go through a process. I can't just name a boat and then expect. I have to go, where do I go to train? How do I learn how to do it?
Train.
And then I'll get a boat, and then I'll name that boat. Because when you start doing that, next thing you know, I'm not going to go through the process. And then I'm going to be stuck out on Lake Superior because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. And I'm going to be asking Sarah to YouTube and Google, how do we get back to shore? Because I don't know how to sail.
I do know a guy who sails. He's Joe, our up north
skipper.
Neighbor. Yeah, he's been out sailing a time or two. He could give you the show you the ropes, right, which may or may not be literal. I don't know how it works.
Okay, so we're starting somewhere. That's a start.
So, do you have any? Have you been on a sailboat before?
I have catamarans and different boats. Yes.
So you have that. You were there, but you were there as a...
Just a participant, yeah. Not as a willing...
As a spectator, if you will.
Now, if I'm thinking back, I should have just jumped into it. But I didn't know this was something that intrigued me. Then I found somebody that was talking about it, and I'm kind of intrigued.
All right. Where exactly is this coming from?
What do you mean?
Well, we started on wrenches. Well, we really started on Jordan Love's contract. Then we went to wrenches, and now we're talking sailboats. But where
for
did
the record,
sailboat?
I had nothing to do with the wrench start. You started that. Not
I didn't.
Me.
No,
I started
no,
sailing.
No doubt.
I don't know how we got there, but my point is, I think you having this scare with the gallbladder stuff. And as you get older, you just start thinking. You know, I've been doing a lot of reading. I've done more reading than I've done in a while. And one of the things that people will say about life and all this other stuff is to push yourself and do some different things. Don't be groundhogging. Sometimes I feel like a little groundhoggy, and sailing might get me out of the little groundhoggy stage. So that's kind of part of the deal. So what can you do that is different, that would be super fun, that already fits some of your other passions? Sailing would fit that mold for me.
All right. I still see you as Owen Wilson faking your way through everything that Christopher Walken is telling him on the boat while in Wedding Crashers.
Well, I think part of the deal is Sarah will have to take on the role of What's-Her-Face in Wedding Crashers because she knew what she was doing.
So you're more the first mate than the captain?
No. My point is I want to become a captain. I know I'm not a captain right now. That I know.
I am the captain now. all right. Well,
we might have to add that in. If you're listening, maybe I have to add that in, and nobody knows what that means. You guys will find out tomorrow. But
all right, I would really like to have this wrench conversation. We also need
Dave and Aaron. You should start a foosball or ping pong league. Ping pong, maybe foosball. I've told you. I've went on the record saying
hate
the dumbest bar game of
it. Not a fan. Not a fan either.
Okay.
But that's because we both stink at it. I want to get to the Jordan Love thing. If you also have knowledge about sailing, the text line is open. Sailing Chad will be chiming in momentarily, I'm sure.
Yacht Rock Night with Matt LaPay down at AmFam Field is coming up in a couple weeks. So there's just a lot of stuff has kind of pointed me into that direction.
Sure. Well, we will we'll get you more crowdsourced information on sailing. I don't know. We may have finally found something.
Could ask Andy Dufresne. He got into sailing.
He got a whole boat company going on.
That'd be fun to. Like, don't you think sanding down a boat out on on the shore would be fun? And you turn that into a great sailboat?
No, that doesn't sound fun
at
all. I don't see you sanding it down to get it ready for seaworthiness either.
Probably not.
I think you should start archaeologically digging, your guys out there.
On your knees, I can't. No, I only can kneel on one knee, so no.
Yeah,
I couldn't be an archaeologist. As much as I'd love to be, I couldn't be.
I think we finally found something that you can't get at Fleece Farm. sailboat.
You sure?
I don't know. I'll have to check the app. But I do know that Fleet Farm has everything you need to keep your pets happy and healthy. Shop their huge selection of top brands in dog and cat food, treats, toys, health products, and more. You know, with our 6 cats, 2 dogs, and 4 hamsters, we are there all the time. And with their best price guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price on your pet supplies at Fleet Farm. And don't forget, Hot Dog Day is coming to Fleet Farm. Join us this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and pick up dollar hot dogs, chips, and waters, all to benefit local organizations within your community. Learn more and find your store online at fleetfarm.com/events. We will get to the monkey wrench conversation, maybe, next. It's Will Dean Tausch.
Baseball's greatest show.
Aaron Judge, Bryce Harper, Shohei Ohtani.
All schemes, strike three called at 100.
The 2024 Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Coverage begins Tuesday at 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Jesse, are we getting help with Tausch's newest hobby yet?
Not really, no.
I have a note from my good friend John Kerry, not the former presidential candidate. A dear friend of mine is the president and CEO of Harkin, which is the leading sailing hardware maker. And he's also a world-class sailor. His name is Bill Goggins. So I think we need to get Bill on the horn.
Yeah, we'll have to. I'll reach out to Bill.
So let me clarify a question you just asked me. Are we looking for new ideas for Tausch's hobbies?
Well, we're open to that, too.
Or are we looking for clarification on his...
No, I want to learn how to sail.
Okay. Because the texts are coming in that you should take up metal detecting.
Yeah.
Woodworking.
Woodworking's good. That's another one I could get on board. I tried glass blowing. That didn't go well.
Wait, what?
I tried to blow glass. Yeah, I did glass blowing. I did a class. Made a couple of ornaments. My mom still has kept them. I think Sarah
when
threw ours out.
When did this happen?
A while ago.
A while ago, like in your childhood
adulthood? No. I think it was, I don't know how many years ago it was. Maybe it was even pre-show. But
Realize you weren't a glass blower? Or?
I was just, it didn't go as good as I hoped.
What does that mean?
Like the ornaments, instead of being like a nice round, supple ball.
Supple.
It turned out it was like a little baby ornament.
Was it deformed?
I'm not going to say it was deformed, but it was not, wasn't where I wanted it to be, scale-wise. Much smaller.
I respect you for trying new things. You did it once, you weren't very good at it, so you quit?
I did it a couple times. No, I didn't quit. It's a class. When the class ends, it's over. And then you can say, well, I want to get into the next class, and I want to do this. Like I tell my kids, you sign up for a sport, you're going to play that year. If you don't like it, fine.
Right.
I signed up for the class. I finished the class. I got the product, and I did not resign.
It wasn't very good.
You didn't sign up for glass blowing 201.
No, I did not.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I got probably close to an incomplete or a D had I gotten a grade for my first session of glass blowing.
Your final project did not turn out. So have you reached out to anyone yourself? Did this just come up now
just
on the
recently,
air?
Yeah, I have not had time to really delve into it.
Okay.
So, no. So this Harkin character sounds like somebody I should be reaching out to.
We will get you connected to, quote, this Harkin character as soon as we can. Bill Goggins, apparently. All right, we're gonna hit the reset
button. About the Packers a little bit too.
There's more people. Like no one is offering any sailing advice on the text line.
I think people.
It feels like a niche.
No, it feels like people just don't think of me as a sailor.
More people are offering up potential names for your boat than they are any actual advice on sailing.
Steer clear of that because I know that's how this is going to go, and I understand it because that's what I would do.
I really kind of liked that pivot that I made there. And it got immediately shut down.
You can roll with that pivot, but I'm trying to tell you, if that's the pivot, then I'm never going to be a sailor.
Oh, you think we're putting the whammy at? But I don't want to be a pirate.
No, it wanted to be a banker. Remember?
Yes, I know.
I want to be a sailor.
Taking it to the next step. Yeah.
Okay.
But if I start soliciting names for your boat, you think we're going to jinx your pursuit?
Well, no, I just think it'll go in a total sideways fashion, which normally you know I'm totally on board with. But I really do want to be a sailor, at least until I don't.
Until you take up glass blowing again. All right. When Tausch is saying we need to talk about the Packers, it makes my heart happy.
Your gallbladder?
My gallbladder feels great today. I do want to ask the question that I posed about 38 minutes ago. And that is, what is the wrench that could get thrown into this? Because I thought Tausch's point was a very good one. But at the same time, what if what his asking price is something that they are fiercely against? We'll have that conversation when we kick off the 10 o'clock hour, which we will do on time for the first time in the history of this show in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.